Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Now, I made a video a while back called All Aboard the Trump Train, in which I asked the question about all of these doctors that we've seen appear in the last 2 years. How many of them are on the Reawaken American Tour, which is funded by Trump supporters, is aimed at a pro-Trump crowd, a MAGA crowd. And at these events, the doctors are very much anti-jib-jab. Okay, well, Trump himself is the opposite of that. He's very pro-jab. And I asked, what is this all about? It doesn't make any sense, does it? Here's a quick clip from that video to give you an idea of what I was going on about. Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump, has spoken at them as well. So it's clearly a pro-Trump tour. And you've got all of these doctors who are very, very anti-jib-jab. Yet Trump himself is not anti-jib-jab. In fact, Trump is the person who signed off the Operation Warp Speed, which provided $10 billion to start the production of the jabs, giving billions to Pfizer, Moderna, and so on to produce the jib-jabs. And he bought them for the USA.
Today, I want to update you on the next stage of this momentous medical initiative. It's called Operation Warp Speed. That means big and it means fast. A massive scientific, industrial, and logistical endeavor, unlike anything our country has seen since the Manhattan Project. You really could say that nobody's seen anything like we're doing, whether it's ventilators or testing. Nobody's seen anything like we're doing now within our country since the Second World War.
And since then, he has said that he's had the two jabs and the booster.
Former President Trump is calling out politicians who refuse to say whether they've received a COVID booster shot. In an interview with the far-right cable Channel One America News, Trump said he's had a booster and criticized those who won't reveal their status. Take a look.
I've taken it. I've had the booster. Many politicians, I watched a couple of politicians be interviewed, and one of the questions was, did you get the booster? Because they had the vaccine. And they, they're answering it like, in other words, the answer is yes, but they don't want to say it. Because they're gutless. You got to say it. Whether you had it or not, say it. But the fact is that I think the vaccine has saved tens of millions of people throughout the world.
So, you know, I don't get this. You know, maybe someone out there, they can enlighten me here. Maybe I'm just confused. But this is a pro-Trump MAGA rally, okay? A Trump who is pro-jab, who signed for the production of the jabs with Operation Warp Speed, who has said recently he has had two jabs and a booster and recommends them, is pro-jabs. Trump is pro-jabs. Yet the tour, the Reawaken America tour, is clearly anti-jib-jab. Okay, so that's the question I was asking. Now, in this video, this one is inspired by a video by a creator called Seven Grains of Salt. She did a video called All Linked to Sasha Stone, Interlinked with the United Nations, okay? I'll put a link to the video in the comments and descriptions if you haven't seen it, where she linked many of these doctors to Sasha Stone, who in turn is linked to the United Nations and is also attached to many New Age endeavors, okay? Now, what I want to show here is how much all of this, all of these doctors, the Trump doctors, I call them, how much all of this is attached to the New Age stuff and to Trump, even though he is pro-jab and he has called himself the father of the vaccine, but also is interlinked with so many of the presenters as well, okay? I don't want to be making judgments on people, on individuals. I'm just digging and trying to connect things and see what comes out. And the connections to the New Age stuff, it sounds also very similar to the New Age mantra you see coming from the Lucis Trust, formerly known as the Lucifer Publishing, which is the spiritual foundation of the United Nations. The Lucis Trust, who maintain the United Nations Meditation Room, a room that is dedicated to what they call the God of Many Names. So this may be the first part of a series of videos we'll see. Now, all of these doctors What I want to show is how they are all interlinked with one another. For example, we saw there recently Stu Peters. He released a video with Dr. Brian Ardis called Watch the Water about snake venom. I'm not buying into it, but anyhow, Brian Ardis, he has his own show, The Ardis Show, which is sponsored by Mike Lindell, the Pillow Man, the financier of Trump and part of the pro-Trump Reawaken American Tour. Also, Brian Ardis, as you can see, is also a speaker at the Reawaken American Tour. He was speaking on the Stu Peters Show, which is also sponsored by Mike Lindell and his pillows. Just to connect the dots, Stu Peters has many doctors on his show, many that are also part of the pro-Trump Reawaken America tours. Tours that are pro-Trump, all of these speakers against the jab, but are at a pro-Trump rally, funded by Trump supporters while Trump is pro-jab, not anti-jab. Doesn't make any sense. Here we see Zelenko on the Stu Peters show, Zelenko on the pro-Trump tour, Zelenko on Alex Jones. Alex Jones also had Stu Peters on his show numerous times. Del Bigtree has had Stu Peters on his show. Del Bigtree speaks at the Reawaken American pro-Trump rallies. Del Bigtree with Alex Jones. Del Bigtree with Zelenko. Zelenko appearing on Dr. Brian Ardis' show. Brian Ardis interviewing Peter McCullough, who also speaks at the Reawaken pro-Trump American shows. Here he is with Stu Peters. Peter McCullough on Joe Rogan. Here he is at the Health Freedom Summit 2022, big convention. Also with Del Bigtree, Robert F. Kennedy, Malone, Peter McCullough, Zelenko, and Eric Trump at the Reawaken America Tour. Here we have Dr. David Martin, also on Stu Peters' show, with Del Bigtree. Here with Robert F. Kennedy and Dr. Judy Mikovits, with Reiner Fulmick, with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Here is Dr. David Martin with Sasha Stone, Dr. Christiane Northrup, and Del Bigtree. We'll get back to some of them in a minute. Dr. David Martin also speaks at the pro-Trump Reawaken American Tour. Dr. David Martin is vehemently anti-jab, as all of these doctors are. Yet here he is at a MAGA rally, pro-Trump rally. Yet Trump is pro-jab. Dr. David Martin is anti-jab. Dr. Brian Ardis, also with Dr. Reiner Fulmick. Here we see Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who appears constantly on these same shows, with the same people, with Alex Jones, with Dr. Andrew Kaufman, on repeatedly on the Stu Peters show, here with Judy Mikovits, with Dr. Carrie Medej, with Dr. Christian Northrup. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny speaks at the pro-Trump Reawaken American Tour, like all of these other ones, as does Dr. Judy Mikovits, as does Dr. Carrie Medej, as does Dr. Christiane Northrup. These people have appeared on the Stu Peters shows, and who appear with Dr. Brian Ardis on the other shows and podcasts. I could keep going on forever. But the main point, the main thing I want to get across here is clearly, this shows all of these doctors are all interlinked, are all appearing on the same shows with the same people, are all attached to Reawaken American Tours, pro-Trump rally aimed at the MAGA crowd. And these speeches that they make are vehemently anti-jib-jab, while Trump is clearly pro-jab, as you saw in the video at the start, which makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever, okay? And they also do a lot of conventions together, tours and whatnot. Here we see one coming up, I think right now, the Save a Generation Tour. Early bird tickets, $35, but you can get a VIP ticket, meet and greet, like you do with rock stars at gigs. Get a photograph with them for $250. And again, it's many of the same names. Here we see Dr. Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, Pierre Corey, Judy Mikovits, Christian Northrup, Dr. Brian Ardis, Dr. Carrie Medej, all at this one convention. Now, this tour is organized by Take Action for Freedom. Here is their website. And apart from buying tickets for this tour, the other main thing it's aimed at is encouraging people to get into crypto. So encouraging to adopt digital currencies. Basically getting them to accept a cashless society. That's how it comes across to me, which would be exactly what the establishment would want, isn't it? Isn't that how it is? As I've said on here before, cashless society and everyone enslaved to their phones is what the establishment want, and this seems to be encouraging it. There's loads more of these types of conventions and tours with these doctors, special weekends that have been going on for the last year or so. And I know people have to make money, you know. It's just odd how they are all so tightly interwoven together. Okay, now I'm going to single out Dr. Christiane Northrup, who was in that tour on the Reawaken American tour, has made many appearances, has appeared on many shows, appears with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, appears with Dr. Carrie Medej, here with Dr. Jane Ruby, who is a regular on the Stu Peters show, here with Sasha Stone. Now, Sasha Stone, who is attached to the United Nations, was given an award by the United Nations. You can get more info on that in the 7 Grains of Salt video, which I mentioned earlier, and is in the description and comments below. Dr. Christiane Northrup has made numerous appearances on the Trump-supported Reawaken American tour. This is a doctor who is linked to numerous New Age ideologies, which you don't really associate with doctors. So here we see how to spot energy vampires. Here she is hanging out with tarot readers. Here, the Great Awakening 2020. Here she is with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dolores Cahill. And who is this woman on the right? Well, this woman is called Imani Mamalushin, a good friend of Del Bigtree of the High Wire Talk. Dr. Zach Bush, Sasha Stone, Dr. Christiane Northrup, Dolores Cahill, Sherry Tenpenny, and many others, it says here on her website. Here is Imani Mamalushin being interviewed talking about building the new earth. With Sasha Stone, she has a YouTube channel with the Hamza Evil Eye logo and has co-hosted events with Sasha Stone, involved with this Brave New Life website. I mean, here, look at this. We see New Earth creating a new earth with New Earth communities. She's connected with Earth Heroes TV, the Emancipation series, you know. It's all very, very much New Age, okay? I mean, she's connected to the Sasha Stone New Earth thing called Reclaim Your Lives, New Earth, this website here. Check out the picture. Look at the baby in the center, the UN-style symbol that changes into doves. If we scroll down, we see a video featuring Sasha Stone, Dr. David Martin, Imani Mamalushin and guests, which is no longer here. Then we see below that a special shout out to our live stream sponsor, The High Wire. Del Bigtree's The High Wire. And then we have this live stream event where we have this Imani character, Del Bigtree, Kate Shemarani, Tenpenny, Dolores Cahill, Dr. David Martin, Christiane Northrup, Sasha Stone, and Mark Steele is in there too. So we have a lot of the same faces here. And once again, it's all about building a new earth. And then we have this recent Zoom call, including the Imani Mamalushin, Dr. David Martin, Del Bigtree, Dr. Christiane Northrup, and Sasha Stone, who, of course, is connected to the United Nations. Again, check the video in the description. But here is Sasha Stone's LinkedIn page. Sasha Stone, founder at Humanitad Foundation. Sasha is founder of Humanitad, an intergovernmental renewable energy organization. He is also executive producer of the MDG Awards, which launched at the United Nations General Assembly on 17th of March 2009. So, you know, we are getting a lot of New Age vibes here. People wanting a new earth, the Age of Aquarius, United Nations, Lucis Trust World Meditations, and all of these doctors who are all networking together and are all linked to Trump rallies, okay, where they are vehemently anti-jab and yet Trump is pro-jab, as I've already said. It's a bit strange. It doesn't make sense, okay? Now, last year, a website was launched. It was called the Academy of Divine Knowledge. Again, it's in the 7 Grain of Salt video. Link below. There's more info. But just to sum it up, it was a site, an organization set up that people could pay to join, which would have seminars and video conferences and videos from tutors and speakers explaining stuff. As you can see, the logo is a Star of David hexagram kind of thing. It says here it's focused on catalyzing humanity's conscious evolution through expansive teachings, enlightened events, tune into expansive meditations, awakening people around the world, including channeling, mysticism, energy healing, healing, extraterrestrial life, meditations, astrology and science, etc., etc. So, you know, it's sounding very new age, right? And when it launched, these are some of the names that were attached to it. And once again, we see the same names crop up. We've got Dale Bigtree from The High Wire, Dr. Tenpenny. We've got David Icke making an appearance here, Dr. Christian Northrup, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Sean Stone, the son of film director Oliver Stone. I believe Dr. Carrie Madege was in there as well. And they would also set up rallies like this one here, the Unity Rally. It says here, an initiative to unite human beings of all religions, of all races and all ages. It says here, which again sounds very United Nations, one world government, one world religion. You know, the Alice Bailey, who formed the Lucis Trust, originally called Lucifer Publishing, the Lucis Trust, who are the spiritual foundation of the United Nations, formed by Alice Bailey, who had a 10-point plan, okay, a 50-year strategy of the New Age movement to fulfill its ultimate goal to establish a one-world government, a one-world economic system, and a one-world religion. And this unite human beings of all religions, all races, and all ages at the Unity Rally by the Academy of Divine Knowledge. It sounds a bit like that, doesn't it? So a lot of the same names. Now, this Academy of Divine Knowledge, the founder of it is this guy here called Jason Shirka. I've never heard of him before myself, but he gets about. Here he is with Sasha Stone again, talking about a pyramid code. Sasha Stone, you remember the one who is linked to the United Nations and has connections to Tenpenny, Madege, Northrup, Bigtree, and Dr. David Martin. Here he is on the Charlie Ward show. Charlie Ward, I believe, is a big supporter of the Reawaken American tour. Here he is talking with David Icke about the Divine Academy of Knowledge, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Truth with Jason Shirka and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Here he is with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Here he is with Dr. Brian Ardis, the snake venom guy, watch the water guy. Here he is talking with Rainer Fuhlmich, who's supposedly taking the governments to court. Don't know how that's going. What has he got to bring to it? I don't know. Here he is with Dr. Christian Northrup. Global meditation, it says here. Sounds familiar. And here they are again with the subtitle, Creating a New World. Or should I say, Creating the New World. They even put on events here we see at the end of last year. It was called The Event. We're here now. The time is now for all mankind. This was set up by the Jason Shirka guy and the Academy of Divine Knowledge. And these were some of the speakers. Robert Kennedy Jr., Dr. Andrew Kaufman, Dr. Christian Northrup again, and Zuby. You know the guy on Twitter? That's a strange one. Dr. Tom Cowan. Here we see Jason Shirka talking about global meditation for the age of love. Okay, the age of love sounds very familiar to the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius being something the Lucifer Publishing, or I mean the Lucis Trust of the United Nations, is something that they go on about, the age of Aquarius. Here we see Transition into the Aquarian Age by Steve Nation of the Lucis Trust 2019. Here we see on the Lucis Trust website, the books of Alice Bailey, The Destiny of Nations, Initiation into the Aquarian Age. This is the new age they want people to transition into, where everything is unified. We are all one, utopia, love and light, embrace the light, one world, one religion. Yeah, sounds familiar. Here we see The Age of Love with Jason Shirka, The Age of Love, Humanity's Next Phase of Evolution. It sounds like very similar to me. And this is all linked to these doctors that are up here at the Trump rallies. Therefore, it's all linked to Trump. Okay, so like I said, also, the global meditation is pushed a lot here. Here we see guided meditation with Jason Shirka and the the Academy of Divine Knowledge, which aligns again with the United Nations Lucis Trust and their triangle meditations. Here it says, the Lucis Trust, they say, join us each Monday, Triangles Meditation Group webinar. We aim to strengthen and vitalize planetary network through the circulating of light and goodwill. This has an uplifting effect on human consciousness, they say. Sounds like the same thing as the Academy of Divine Knowledge speak of, yeah? Here's the Lucis Trust recent videos. Aries, full moon meditation, and another meditation group sounding chakras. Alice Bailey, the Freemason who formed the Lucis Trust, had books on occult meditation. Okay, here is one of Jason Shirker's books, The Language of Energy. It says here, accessing and understanding and applying the universal language that connects all beings and all things. Unifying, uniting, one world religion. Okay, it's time to integrate the light with Jason Shirker. Here we see another book by this guy, Rays of Knowledge, Sacred Knowledge Revealed, it says. And the foreword of this book is written by Dr. Christian Northrup, okay, who is on all of those shows speaking at the Trump rallies, the Reawaken American Trump rallies, okay? And this is what it says about the book on Amazon. Rays of Knowledge reveals powerful insights about the importance of conducting a positive shift of consciousness for humanity and will help elevate the collective consciousness, ushering us into the coming age of love. Is that the age of Aquarius, as the Lucis Trust talk about? The one that the United Nations are interested in, are talking about and preparing for with all of their meditation? Okay, United Nations is called the United Nations because it's about uniting all of the nations into a one world government. That's the aim, is it not? And getting back to this book, Rays of Knowledge, this also ties in, again, with the United Nations, Lucis Trust, Alice Bailey, and the New World Order. Here are the books, The Seven Rays of Light by the Lucis Trust, The Rays and the Initiations. And on their websites, The Science of the Seven Rays, they take this stuff very seriously. And they have all kinds of organizations linked to it, promoting it, teaching it. Here on this site, it's called Ageless Wisdom Schools and Groups. It's a collection of organizations around the world, all about this new age of love or new age of Aquarius. Here we see the Seven Ray Institute, it says, formed to inform the public about Blavatsky and Alice Bailey's Seven Rays, etc. Then we have the University of the Seven Rays, which was formed to deepen the Institute's work. We've got the Moya Federation, an expanded University of the Seven Rays program. Check out the logo. Does that look familiar to you? Yeah? We've got the United Nations Lucis Trust. We've got Sydney Goodwill, which is part of the Lucis Trust, and they're goodwill ambassadors of the world. Yeah, it's the United Nations. We've got the Heschel Group, that symbol again. The Theosophical Society, yeah. The Aquarian Age Community, and this one is interesting, the Ancient Universal Mysteries. It says here, Grand Lodge Ancient Universal Mysteries is an international Freemasonic order admitting both men and women to meet the demand for the Aquarian spiritual Masonic quest for more light and restorations of the ancient mysteries to outer service as a natural part of the program for human living. Yeah? I mean, check out the imagery for this organization, this Freemasonic Lodge, about Aquarian spiritual ascension. So anyway, as you can see, the Age of Love, Age of Aquarius, the Seven Rays, Jason Shirker, who is linked to all of these doctors, to Robert Kennedy, to Rainer Fulmick, to Tenpenny, to Del Bigtree, Dr. Brian Ardis, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Christian Northrup, Sasha Stone. These organizations, you know, they're very similar to what the United Nations and the Lucis Trust are putting out. I mean, he's also got the aliens going on as well. Here we see UFO and Galactic Truths and another book, Extraterrestrials and Shapeshifters. Now, the website for the Academy of Divine Knowledge has been taken away. It doesn't exist anymore. But if you go to the URL, you are redirected to their new site, Unified. And it seems they've changed it into a social media site, and they have clearly toned down the New Age language and imagery, which was probably a result of the negative attention it received after the Seven Grains of Salt video. It says here, our goal at Unified is to create a place where we can come together to raise the collective consciousness while persevering and promoting freedom of speech. Our community was created to give people a place to come together and support the initiative of building a new system rooted out of compassion and love and dedicated towards catalyzing humanity's ascension. So it's the same thing. It's the building a brave new world and transitioning into the age of Aquarius, etc., etc. Okay? Now, if you go to the front page, you get all of this stuff about the social media part of it. You scroll down, and one of the first things you see is Reiner Fumic, which, you know, I don't personally get the connection, okay? You know, we've got talk of extraterrestrials and rays of light and meditation, and here's this lawyer. And then you've got Dale Bigtree, you've got David Icke, Dr. Christian Northrup. Now, look, if you're all into this New Age stuff, I mean, it's not really my business. That's up to you. You do what you like. I'm just drawing attention. I'm highlighting this network of doctors, okay? This network of presenters who are all interlinked, all appearing on each other's shows, sometimes together. It's a resolving carousel of the same doctors on the same shows with the same presenters, all interweaving and cross-promoting one another to become, I suppose, the collective voice of the opposition to what's been going on over the last 2 years. And these people, nearly all of them, appear regularly at the pro-Trump rallies like Reawaken America. All of these doctors and speakers who are vehemently anti-jab, anti-jib-jab, but they're talking at a pro-Trump rally, yet Trump is pro-jab, right? Who calls himself the father of the vaccine. It doesn't make any sense. No sense whatsoever. And many of these doctors are linked to these New Age organizations that are linked with people who work with the United Nations. And their philosophies are all about bringing in a new world. They want to unify religions into a one world religion. That frankly is exactly the same thing. It's repeating the same mantra as organizations like the Lucis Trust. The Lucis Trust, who are part of the United Nations, that were initially called Lucifer Publishing, formed by Freemason Alice Bailey, who had a 10-point plan on how to bring in a new world order, a one world religion, and a one world government. Okay, so what's going on? Is it possible that the collapse of the economies, of the social structure of life, as we know it, is all planned? And when the revolution comes, when the backlash comes, when the people of the USA turn against the government, Joe Biden, and look for someone to save them, well, here comes Savior Trump, backed up by this system, by these organizations, by these doctors, who seem to be linked to New Age organizations that seem to be all about creating a new world order, a great reset, and a one world government and a religion, which is exactly what the establishment want to achieve. Okay? Or am I hopelessly misguided? I mean, I'm just doing a bit of digging, joining stuff up. Let me know what you think. Let's hear your opinion in the comments. I'm probably going to do a follow-up on this video and respond to your comments. So if you can leave your comments on this video on the actual HugoTalks.com website, if you want to be featured in that video, and I'll respond to those ones, the ones left on the website. If you want to check out the Seven Grains of Salt video I mentioned earlier, the link is in description and comments. Also, I'll link to my All Aboard the Trump Train video I did last month, and also the Lucifer and the United Nations video I did last year, if you want to look into this more. Hopefully this hasn't been too confusing, hasn't been too much information, and you've been able to follow it. Okay, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to the tribe at HugoTalks.com, a place for like-minded souls, and I'll see you later.